Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ah, that's better. Get a bit of blood flowing with some digging in the polytunnel. It's really cold and raw outside. We had best part of 24 hours of rain last Saturday, and now with the wind in the east, boy, it's cold. In the polytunnel, I see that it got to -5, something like 22, 24 in old money, and you need just a little bit of exercise in protection before I gird myself and get underway with some of the jobs out in the garden. Hello and welcome to This Week in the Garden. I'm Peter Seabrook, here to exchange some news, views, a bit of seasonal advice and hopefully answer some of your gardening quandaries. But I think before I get underway with that, I'll just nip indoors, get a cup of coffee and get myself settled.
There is no better group of plants for flower power than forms of the shrubby potentilla, producing single rose like flowers continually from June to the first frost.
Our thanks to this week's sponsor, the seeds and plant range at montrose.uk.com. Oh, that's better indoors, out of the wind. There's one thing you do appreciate, the warmth when you come in from the cold. Oh, here in Essex, we really need a drying wind to allow us to get on. I hear Claire Austin is starting to pot up peonies because she says they'll soon start to shoot and be damaged if posted out to customers. And so if you want to buy them bare root, you'll have to be quick, or it'll be October before the roots can be lifted again. Also, if you have a plant to move or a large one that you want to lift and split and replant, then it needs to be done this month. Two other timely pieces of advice. Schizer stylus, I think it's been renamed now Hesperantha, the crimson flag lily. It's a pretty well evergreen, comes from South Africa, but if you divide that now, then it will be in flower again late summer through to the autumn. And there's another timely reminder too. Cuttings can be taken now from the evergreen spotted laurel or Cuba japonica. You need the young tips, last year's growth, about 4 inches, 10 centimetres or so long, cut off just below a leaf, and the larger leaves at the bottom of the cutting, you may need to remove at least one of them, and then the others, the large ones, can be cut in half to reduce transpiration, and then the cuttings placed in pots of seed compost, ideally with some perlite or coarse sand to improve the drainage. And then once they're potted, the whole lot enclosed in a white polythene bag and placed on a light, warm windowsill. They root very well given this treatment, and on my office windowsill root pretty well too, with the radiator just beneath pushing up a bit of warmth. The last of tomatoes picked in the polytunnel in November and kept in the warm in a tray in the kitchen have just been finished. The last one's eaten. Not bad, really. 7 months self-sufficiency in homegrown, tasty cherry tomatoes. and time to sow a few seeds, probably of Red Alert. That's a bush variety. It's very early. Or a more recent introduction, Veranda. Veranda's nice and small, if the plant nice and small, if you keep it confined in, what, a 13 to a 15 centimetre pot, and sown now and grown on a sunny windowsill, you'll be picking ripe fruit in June. What are the questions of the week? Well, last weekend, in that cold, persistent rain, I visited a garden where several trees had been felled, and the homeowner needed to do some new planting for privacy. A large weeping willow on the far boundary was causing damage, apparently, to neighbouring buildings, and had to go. It left a 6-foot-high overlap fence on the boundary, and they needed something to plant just within that fence that would go up and give them some protection in the way that the willow had done. Obviously, needs to be something which is not quite so vigorous. Didn't want new roots causing building trouble. And I think strong-growing shrubs in a shrub border would have been the best option. It really needed several evergreen fritinia on 5-foot trunks. You know, that's a shrub that has bright red new growth, evergreen, and will respond pretty well to trimming if they got too big, although I don't think they would in that position. And then planted around them a mixture of shrubs. I've got a Pittosporum in my front garden, must be 15 foot tall at least, hasn't been there that long. Very useful evergreen, because if I need a bit of foliage to put with sweet peas or some other cut flowers, then Pittosporum is a lovely shiny leaved plant for that sort of job. And other things could be mixed in. I mean, Pyracantha, freestanding with bright red berries through the autumn and winter. One of the vigorous cotoneasters, perhaps. And then you could mix in one or two deciduous plants, one of the stronger growing fragrant lilacs, and perhaps a Philadelphus. And in no time, there would be quite a good screen, certainly getting up to 15 feet, 5 or 6 metres, and stop the overlooking that the exposed fence now allowed. Our guest today is Derek Jarman, a director of Hayloft Plants Limited. It's a name we often see when we flick through particularly the Saturday pages of newspapers. Derek, can you set the scene for us a bit? Where are you? And how was Hayloft started into business?
Well, we're based in Pershore in Worcestershire, just at the foot of the Malvern Hills. We all started on the kitchen table of the Hayloft in a village called Wick, which is opposite Pershore College, for those who have a horticultural background. And we got there in that house, myself and my wife Yvonne. Yvonne was a shoe buyer and had no knowledge of plants whatsoever. I was looking for an income when we had two small children, Charlotte and Alexander. Now, Charlotte's now 28 and Alexander's 26. So we got a problem there with regard to she couldn't work in the fashion industry because it's full time, but we needed money to pay for the, you know, car and holidays and kids' shoes and the things that children need. So she started on the kitchen table with a colleague called Harriet, who also got two small children, Hannah and Heather. And the two of them started in the Hayloft, and that was 28 years ago.
Sort of no experience then, no nursery background, no family experience in that kind of business.
Yvonne got absolutely no idea which way a plant went in the ground. You know, not even the fact the green side always goes up. and some of our first plantings in some of the houses we lived in were hilarious, because she puts the tall stuff at the front and the ground cover at the back, and we got some really classic how not to plant. So she started, you know, with no knowledge at all. She's a city girl. She comes from the city of Leicester, and that's where, you know, where hayloft began, with absolutely no knowledge of horticulture. I come from a farm, so I've got the knowledge of you know, plants and nutrition and all those things that make farms work. But Yvonne, it's Yvonne's company. She started it, and she's the brand director and owns most of it today.
I mean, that's an amazing story. And your background of farming, I mean, I was brought up on a farm, but it was on my mother's side, so we had none of the land as a family. And I've always jokingly said that farmers don't understand anything about plants and gardens. You know, we horticulturists eke a living out on the headland, whilst you farmers extravagantly ranch the land, you know. And so imagining your wife Yvonne starting a business and being in partnership with a farmer looks to be an impossible situation.
Well, Yvonne's quite headstrong, so she gets on with it, and then I'm there for when she gets into trouble.
I hope she's not listening to all of this.
Well, I'll get divorced later on today, but anyway. But no. Yvonne comes from Yvonne is a consumer, so she believes, you know, she likes colour, she likes experience in the garden. You know, she's a very, very good eye for new plants. I come from more of the technical background, so I'm very good on the nutrition, the requirements of water. So the two actually do marry up quite well. And when I joined Hayloft in 2007, I was given one instruction, and that was not to interfere with the brand. So I could do anything apart from interfere with the brand. So to this day, so I've kept, you know, myself separate from the brand, and she's got a team of many ladies that make the decisions on plants and what we offer to the customers.
You are very lady orientated, aren't you?
We're one of the few companies in horticulture where the number of ladies exceed the men by at least probably 2 to 1, if not 3 to 1. And we've also got lots of young people. So we've got a lot of people in their early 20s and early 30s, which again makes us quite unique because horticulture and farming is, you know, I'm actually quite a young farmer in the world of farming. So it's great to have some, you know, new blood and new life. And a lot of our work now is all about social media and things I don't understand. And you may understand, Peter, but I don't. So it's a new world. We've still got the same product, but it's presenting in a different way to our customers and the marketplace.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Yes, but your catalogues over the years have always been distinctively different. I mean, you tend to link a lot of unusual plants, yes, but in colour ranges. So there'll be 2 or 3 pages that are in blues or in pinks.
Rare, unusual, exciting is the strap line. That's not me. But that's what we aim to do, is to bring new product, new plants to the marketplace. And these have got to be plants which are better than the existing ones. So there's no point bringing a new plant which is worse than the existing plant. So we're looking for new colours. We're looking for new shapes. We're looking predominantly for shorter plants because, you know, people have got smaller gardens these days. So we're looking for product under sort of 2 metres high and 2 metres wide. And we spend quite a bit of time talking to breeders and people around the world looking at you know, new exciting plants that we can bring to our customers. And this year we've got a great new catalogue. It's full of new things. I'm told that colours are moving. We used to be pastels, but I had a quick lesson from Yvonne this morning, and apparently it's all about burgundies and oranges this morning. So it's all exciting. Lots of things happening.
Can we have a quick word about the past 12 months, which has been a little bit demanding, shall we say, for some sections of the industry?
We're slightly embarrassed. We've had our best year ever in the middle of a pandemic. we're an online business, so we put our parcels in the post, and we were allowed to trade by the government. And we've seen the company double in size, which I've got friends who are losing businesses and losing homes, and obviously we're quite embarrassed to be in that position. We were quite lucky. We were trying to manage Brexit, so we put ourselves much more efficient. So we were trying to increase our capacity and make us much more efficient in the process of packing plants and how we just handle plants around the nurseries. And we have three small nurseries. We're trying to concentrate all the packing onto one big nursery. So we were halfway through that, and we just got ourselves a big new greenhouse finished, and along came the pandemic. We had staff working from home answering telephones. We had three shifts, so we were packing throughout the night to keep people apart. And so we managed to navigate the pandemic, and so far, so good. And obviously, we provided colour to people in the homes. We've had a few issues with parcels taking some time to be delivered. And obviously, the Royal Mail is currently going quite slow. But other than that, it's all been positive.
And so if I'm one of those fairly recent entrants to gardens, and I'm running through your catalogue, give us a word or two of advice of what you think I should look for, what's popular at present, and what should I do when I am tempted by the colourful pages.
Right. The place to start is always the back cover. This is a Buddleia, and this is a new one called High Five, and that's one of our top-selling items this current year.
That's a lovely colour. I would call it light sky blue.
Sky blue, a lilac in that character, grows sort of 80 centimetres, loves butterflies, attracts the butterflies, double blooms. It's got all the features you'd expect from a winning plant. So, yeah.
How long does it take for an introduction, a newish plant to the gardening public to become accepted? I mean, you'll have people that buy things because they're new, but to get something established, like Safinia, the name Safinia and Petunia, it takes a number of years for the traditional garden trade to have grown something and get confidence in something and to accept it as a sort of standard. Would you agree with that point of view?
Yeah, I can remember Safinia when that was first introduced from Japan. That was right at the start of hayloft, which is 28 years ago or 29 years ago. And that must have taken probably at least 5, 6, even 10 years to get established. And then Safinia has almost become a brand. It's Safinia petunia, although there are many other different types of petunias. So it took, and that was a great introduction because it was the first of the trailing petunias that flowered all summer long. So these things take a while, but they've got to be a good plant, otherwise they won't survive. We've got one here, Peter, which is selling really well, which is Petunia Pinstripe.
Well, I have to describe that to our viewers: a very deep purple, but a white star. In other words, there's a white line through the centre of each petal, and so it's one of what we call the star petunias. But when it comes to petunias, there's one with white spots that was very popular last summer, and I thought it looked as if it had been sort of sprayed with greenhouse shading. I mean, yeah. They're sort of Marmite plants, aren't they?
But that did sell extremely well. It did look like it got a virus in it, which is a sort of poor health status, but it did sell really well, and there are several colours now on that particular plant which can be purchased. We got one here which is a Cortaderia, which is a pampas grass, and I've been told by my one of my friends who runs floristry from a forge that this is going to do really well because it's a dwarf pampas grass. So apparently pampas grasses are really in currently.
How did you manage to find that and have it this year when it's fashionable?
It's come from one of the plant breeders. We're in contact with lots of plant breeders around the world, and they come to us with new varieties. And then the girls will look at the pictures, look at the plants, look at the breeder's history, and then make a decision. So I think this is Laura, our sales director. So this is one plant that she spotted. It's a little bit of luck, it's a little bit of experience, it's a little bit of a nice picture, a nice plant, and you don't always get it right. We've had some classic ones where we've bought, you know, the wrong product and not sold it. And likewise, the one we normally get wrong is we don't buy enough, and then it just goes rocket, you know, goes up through sales and sales and sales, and then we've got to stop selling. So it's trying to get the stock in the right place at the right time. It's experience.
Derek, if I look through the catalogue, I can see each offering can be geared to a different sector of the market. In other words, I might be looking at the buddleia, and if I'm an experienced gardener, I will go for a cheaper offering within that one cultivar.
So we're selling a range of products from what we call a young plant, which essentially is a rooted cutting or a small seed, germinated seedling, right up to 6-7 litre pots, and that's the volume of the compost in the or the growing media in the pot. The problem is that the bigger the plant, the heavier it becomes, the more expensive it becomes to deliver to customers. We feel that the best product is what we call a 9-centimetre product, which is the diameter of the pot. So if you're a commercial grower, we call it a liner in the commercial world. But it's a plant which is strong enough to get through the postal system, is well established to get a good start in the garden, and will give value for money. So that's our ideal position. And if you go into Europe, then that's the product they all buy in Europe. We're one of the few countries in the world that supply young plants, which are sort of, you know, very smallish plants, because they're going to the key gardeners who understand that this is one you've got to grow on in the greenhouse, keep it frost-free. So it just takes a bit more effort, but it's a cheaper product because you've not got the extra compost and extra volume in the postal system. So we're trying to provide a service to all customers. And more we're seeing, you know, where, for example, we supply a product in more than one size. So if you're a keen gardener, you buy the smaller size because it's relatively better value. If you're a new gardener and you're not too sure how to grow plants, you buy the bigger product and then put it in the garden, put it in the pot, and then add a bit of water and off it goes. So different products, different people.
Would it be fair to say that the new entrants to gardening want instant effect? It's almost like they want to decorate the outside in the way that they would decorate the inside.
The new gardener tends to be the younger gardener. They want the product yesterday and they want a plant in flower. As opposed to our traditional customer, they're happy to plan their garden. They will buy a smaller product as in which will grow on. So there's a distinct difference in between the two customers. So we had a substantial number of new customers, and so far it looks like a high proportion will continue to buy from us, which is encouraging.
Do you sense a difference in the orders from the new customer compared to the traditional gardener?
Yeah, the classic example is my daughter, Charlotte's 28. She wants to do it yesterday. It's got to be immediate. It's got to solve the problem, you know, in terms of fill the spot. And that's the way that the new gardener wants. So we're having to obviously, you know, supply product quicker, and which is obviously part of our thinking to, you know, where we started to manage Brexit. We've got to become more efficient, much more streamlined, much quicker service, and keep new customers happy. So,
Derek, I look forward to coming and seeing you at Pershore sometime, and thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
My tailpiece. Well, as I turn the page on the Johnsons of Wixley centenary calendar, I can but repeat their quote. To plant a seed is to believe in tomorrow. Well, I'll be sowing more seeds this weekend, including several pots of carrots to germinate indoors and then move into the unheated polytunnel to have some lovely young sugar snacks carrots to pull late May, early June. Hope you can join us next week. Until then, have a good week.
There is no better group of plants for flower power than forms of the shrubby potentilla, producing single rose like flowers continually from June to the first frost.
Our thanks to this week's sponsor, the seeds and plant range at montroseuk.com. To my producer, Rich Jarman, and of course to you for listening.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.